It is time for us to check sports. It is time for us to bring in Mike Cozzi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's Friday.
It is Friday. That's right. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. So, we sit here on Friday, and some things happened yesterday, which I don't understand, because it doesn't make sense salary-wise. The Buffalo Bills, who have their starting quarterback, the kid plays really good. They signed Mitchell Trubisky as a backup quarterback.
That's not a bad signing because he stinks. He can't make much money.
But that's the whole thing. He's a lot like
backup.
Scott. He's like Scott Bruner. He can have a real good half.
Scott Bruner is better than him.
You're probably right, but Bruner could have a really good half and then just fall apart. But anyway, so Trubisky is there, and I guess who did they sign? The Bears.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways,
I don't pay attention to football in March.
Okay, Andy Dalton. The Bears signed Andy Dalton. Okay. So, anyways, well,
Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
The guy that used to play for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Start or to be a backup?
I would think it's got to be the backup. He was injury prone as a starter. He was injury prone as a starter.
Yeah, he had the severe case of stinkitis.
Yeah, and he was a number two pick, which happens more often than not in the NFL when somebody's picked really high.
Not as bad as the number one pick by the Chargers.
Who would they pick that time?
What was his name?
Oh God! Yeah, he didn't even play a game. He didn't even play a game. You're right.
That's the all-time bust. Even Tony Mandrich was better than that.
All right.
Let's stay with football one more time.
Okay.
Houston Texan quarterback Deshaun Watson accused of his third sexual assault.
Yeah, this is what happens.
It's allowed. It's okay.
I've got a feeling he's not going to be playing football for a while.
He shouldn't be playing football. He should be in jail.
Well, you got to be convicted first. Now you can just.
When you got a whole bunch of people saying you did it, you probably did it.
Probably, but you still have to wait. What they should do, they should put him on suspension until the charges are resolved.
That would make sense, yeah. But it's the NFL. Freaking logic.
Even Major League Baseball did that with that pitcher for the Yankees. They put him immediately on suspension, and then they made him serve a whole year off when the charges were finalized and found to be true.
The NFL's a different animal.
You just gotta get over that and move on. I mean, but then again, what the heck?
Or go to jail.
Love watching Major League Baseball. I watched a bunch of games again. I hate these tie games and these 7-inning games, though. I like to watch the full games, but it makes me feel good watching baseball, so I'll take it.
Yeah, there's a bad baseball story out there, too, though.
Which one is that?
I used to root for the Red Sox.
Yeah?
Can't do it no more.
Why would they do?
Baby James is part owner of the Red Sox.
Who?
LeBron James.
Oh, wow, part owner.
Yeah. Red Sox fans must love that.
Well, who knows? Maybe he'll put on the uniform one day as a pinch hitter.
That would be nice. This way you can catch one right in the mush.
Right in the mush. Well, anyway.
Maybe they should have Curt Schilling pitch to him in an exhibition.
Yeah. That'd be something to watch.
That would be. I'd pay for that.
I know you would.
I know where the first one's going. Not going to be over the plate, folks.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Why is this clown involved with the Red Sox?
Well, they obviously want money, so... they took him in.
I guess John Henry's losing money in the market, huh?
Yeah. In National Hockey League, the Bruins over the Sabres last night, 4-1. The Devils won a game, 3-2 over the Penguins. Didn't the Devils, I think, beat Philadelphia 9-0 the other night?
Was that them or was that the Rangers?
No, I thought maybe. Anyways, it was one of those crummy teams.
I think the Rangers laid a beating on them.
One of those crazy teams.
And then the Flyers came back to beat the Islanders yesterday. It was the day before. I'm almost positive it was the Rangers.
It might have been. I'm trying to find out right now.
Yeah, the Rangers beat the Flyers 9-0.
Well, the Rangers
and
are
then they come back and beat the Islanders. Figure that one out.
Well, the Rangers are going to play the Capitals tonight. That's the only local
team. They'll lose that one.
Yeah, and the Devils are playing the Penguins tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't like when they play these teams back-to-back. I don't like it.
Well, you're right, because tomorrow the Rangers once again are playing the Capitals. You're right. It's stupid.
I don't know. At least they're playing.
Yeah. Hey, the Knicks beat the Magic 94-93. Well, anyways, that's enough for that type of sports. Do you have any races on tap for this weekend for us?
Yeah, a lot of fairgrounds this weekend. Every weekend for the next 4 weekends, there's a major prep for three-year-olds. This week it's in Louisiana. Next weekend it's at Gulfstream with the Florida Derby. Then it's the Bluegrass at Keeneland. Then Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn. So for the next 3 weeks, including this weekend, there's some nice cards going on. Tomorrow we're going to start at the back end of the fairgrounds card. The 12th race is the Muniz Memorial. It's a mile and an eighth on a turf. It's the 12th race. Post time is about 4:45 our time. Couple horses I'm looking at here. The 3-horse Captivating Moon, which made my day, my weekend. Last time he ran, which was LeCompte weekend, and the prep for the Louisiana Derby. All he did was win at 43-1. So this horse, he's cross-entered in a dirt race tomorrow. So see where he is and look at the track condition. But Captivating Moon's a horse you need to pay attention to if he's in this race. The two horses I'm definitely looking at, one is way on the outside, Pixelate. This horse has a win in the Woodchopper down at Fairgrounds in December. This horse is 2-for-2 over the turf at Fairgrounds with a win in a second. Gets Luis Saez, which is a big jockey improvement for this horse. He should sit and close into this race, if all things being equal. But closing might be a little bit of a problem. There's not a lot of speed in this race, which makes me go to my top pick right down on a rail with the one, Factor This. This horse had the lead against Captivating Moon, fell apart, but it was a very heavy track that day. There's not other speed to push him as he was pushed for the first three quarters. This horse should be alone on a lead and could go real, real far. So the one, Factor This, is going to be my top pick with the 12 Pixelate and the 3 Captivating Moon if he's in the race. From there we go to the Philly race, the Fairground Oaks, the 13th race, mile of 16th on the dirt. A lot of the same shooters are in here that were in the Rachel Alexandra. And I don't think it's going to change much. I think Clarier is definitely the class of the field. Probably will be the favorite in this race for Steve Asmussen. Off the last win, this horse should be the favorite, but I don't think should be favored much more over Brad Cox's runner. Cox has a million horses this year. Good for him. He's a good young guy, and it's better to hear Cox than Baffert and Pletcher. So Clarier's going to be there, and the 8-horse, Cox's horse, Travel Column, will be there. And you always got to look for a new face in the crowd, and the new face here is the 4-horse, Little Tootsie, trained by Tommy Amos. This horse jumps right into the deep water off an optional claiming win. Before that, a maiden special weight. So this horse is 2-for-2, the last two, and bears watching here. This horse is the stranger. So the 6, Clarea, the 8, Travel Column, and the 4, Little Tootsie, are my plays in the Fairground Oaks. Brings you to the big race of the weekend. The Louisiana Derby post time here is 6:45 our time. 8 horses land up in here. Mandaloon is the class of the field. Again, Brad Cox. This horse ran third in LeCompte, had some travel problems there, being wide on both turns. Got a better trip last time, showed it. Nice and strong in the stretch. Won the Risen Star handily, in my opinion. Coming off a nice work on March 13th. Everybody has to beat Mandaloon in this race. Other horse coming out of the same race in the Risen Star who won the LeCompte is the 7, Midnight Bourbon. So the same shooters coming at each other here again, the 6 and the 7, Mandaloon and Midnight Bourbon. But one horse you need to watch here is, again, the stranger. Hot Rod Charlie for Leanne Morrow comes in from California. Rosario comes with the horse. This horse ran 2nd in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile to Essential Quality. Essential Quality is the 2nd early favorite in the Kentucky Derby and only got beat by 3/4 of a length. Was off till the end of January, ran a respectable third in the Lewis, getting beat third by only a neck. This horse ships in, looks real good in this spot. So I'm going to give Hot Rod Charlie the chance to upset the usual faces down in Louisiana. So we're going to go with the 5 Hot Rod Charlie over the 6 Mandaloon and the 7 Midlight Bourbon. Watch for Mandaloon. If he runs big in this race, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the Derby. So a lot of good racing at the fairgrounds this weekend.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend. Enjoy it.
I hope so. Cash and tickets makes it good.
And the weather's going to be nice, and enjoy the weekend, and we'll check with you on Monday, see what happens.
I hope it's warm enough to sit outside at the track and smoke a cigar. I'm tired of wearing a mask.
I think it is. I think it's going to be around 60 degrees.
That's warm enough for me.
As long as you're in the sun, absolutely.
Yep.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.